Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. And the one thing that I really liked about offensive coordinator Jed Fish's play calling, he kind of let it rip. And one of those things by letting it rip was the Wolverine package or Wildcat package. Let's take a look. Here is the Wolverine package turned because obviously Denard Robinson went to Michigan. Blake Bortles split out at the top and you can see a little bit of indecisiveness by the Giants on defense. And this allows a positive play. Denard does a great job of riding the ball in the stomach of Jordan Todman long enough to allow the defensive end to follow Jordan. And then he keeps it. Nice job of getting outside and making a positive play. Extra package, unique package, caught the Giants off guard. And here's a different look by offensive coordinator Jed Fish. The two offensive tackles down at the bottom. Wide receiver at the top, Marquise Lee. And you can see that there's some communication going on still with the New York Giants, and they're not quite sure exactly what they've got. And I think it kind of slows down the corner in coverage on this go route covering Marquise Lee. And what a beautiful ball by Blake Bortles. Nice job by Marquise Lee getting both feet in bounds. Huge play. Now, you knew at the end of that game, as well as the defense played when they had the opportunity to close it out, there was nothing that was going to deny them the victory. And boy, what great effort by all four guys up front. Let's take a look. But let's start on the left side. Look at Cendric Marks. He's trying to grab the guard to allow Chris Clemons to get underneath, but he still brings power, knocks over the offensive tackle, and then continues on. He has uncanny athleticism, Cendric Marks. Big play. But you know, look at everybody else. Chris Clemons is getting into the backfield. He may have knocked the ball out. Ryan Davis coming in from the backside. He may have knocked the ball out. I'm not exactly sure who got credit, but credit should go to all of them. Great effort. One of the most colorful coaches that I ever spent time around was Joe Cullen, the Rushman coach. And he had a term. He said, "I want my guys to play like a blind dog in a butcher shop." That play right there, that looked like a bunch of blind dogs in a butcher shop to me.